here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on wakeupcalldt.com. Very special guest coming on today for the first time, talking here with Deion Goggins on the new format here with Dan Tatora Broadcast Media, LLC. We have Deion, who is someone that definitely got to know when he was here at Syracuse, and I will never forget what this man said to me at the beginning of the 2012 season. Took one look at me and said, "Man, I missed you," and I never forgot that, Deion, so I appreciate that. You made my 2012.
Oh, man, thanks a lot, man.
Well, happy to have you here on the show, and, you know, happy to obviously, congratulations, we have to do that first and foremost, on the Pinstripe Bowl, getting another one. So a big congratulations that you got to play in this one as opposed to the one in 2010. And let's just go into that game to start it off and how it felt for you to not only play in the game but to win the game.
It felt great playing that game and actually winning, especially playing West Virginia that just didn't respect us after beating them now three years in a row, you know what I'm saying? And going into that game, which for me was a full circle, because I came in 2010, highly recruited, and, you know, I still had stuff to work on technique-wise, so I redshirted, and we made it to the Pinstripe Bowl, and actually watching the guys that was in front of me play in that game and do good and actually win. Now, fast forward to 2012, where I grew up a lot, you know what I'm saying? I became a better player and became more of a man just as a person all the way around, and I was able to contribute in playing that game to beat West Virginia to go out my senior season a winner.
And looking at that game against West Virginia, you know, you made the comments about West Virginia really not respecting you guys, even though the team had gotten the best of them for three seasons in a row, and you out there on the field for two of those three. The feeling of beating West Virginia as your final game, was it more special to you because you beat a team that didn't respect you?
It wasn't even just about the team. It was just more special going out my senior year winner, just all the way around, tying for the Big East, and then going out winning a bowl, you know what I'm saying? So that's two rings, and that's three rings for me within 3 years, and I had 2 years to play. I mean, I had 3 years to play two there. So, I mean, as far as being a winner in my college career, it felt great to go to two bowl games and actually win.
Syracuse now with Doug Marrone moving forward. You know, what do you have to say about that move for him, speaking here with Deion Goggins, who played on the defensive line for Syracuse, defensive tackle, also able to play defensive end. Doug Marrone was your coach the whole time you were there, and the news of him going to the NFL, what was your response?
My response to him, I was happy for him, actually. I mean, his goal and his dream was to come back to Syracuse and coach there. That was a dream job of his. And he came there, and he accomplished that, and he got the ball rolling there. And everybody has a family, you know, to feed, and he has new things that he wants to accomplish, and that's going to the next level, the highest level you can possibly go as a coach and be successful there. So with him going there and able to go coaching, that was a big thing for him. I mean, I'm proud of him. No hard feelings or anything. It's a good thing for him.
And seeing him move forward and go to a team like the Buffalo Bills, you know, the fact that he gets to stay in upstate New York, were you happy to see that there was a lot of different opportunities out there for head coaches and he ends up staying in the state of New York?
For me, knowing Coach Marrone and him being my coach for the past 3 years, yes, I'm very happy for him to stay in his home state because he's real big on New York, you know what I'm saying? It was obviously known when he was there when he did a lot of recruiting in state. So for him to stay in the state and be able to live a dream of being an NFL head coach, I mean, that's a blessing, and it's great for him.
And then you look at the fact that a lot of the coaching staff besides Doug Marrone, he takes a lot of the staff with him. Coach Anselmo takes Coach Hackett along with him, Tyrone Wheatley, Donnie Henderson, a lot of the guys, Hal Luther. When you look at the fact that the Buffalo Bills pretty much have become the Syracuse Orange of the NFL as far as coaching staff, what did you think about that, the fact that he took so many coaches with him when he elevated to the NFL?
I think it was a good thing. Maybe, you know, as far as for me, it was one of those things where, you know, if I was the coach or on the team and they helped me, you know, accomplish the goals that I want to do at, you know, one place, so why not take my same team that I trust and that knows me the best to take him somewhere else, and, you know, to take him along with him to hopefully accomplish the same things he did in Syracuse, if not better.
Speaking here with Deion Goggins, Syracuse football alum, and looking for an opportunity in the NFL, working on that. One of the coaches he didn't take, and there was just a couple, is Tim Douse, your defensive line coach, the man who elevated to that position this past season for 2012. And what can you say about Coach Douse? And, you know, we'll talk about him staying in just a moment here, but in general, if I ask you to describe Coach Douse, what would you say?
Coach Douse is a very, very passionate. When I say passionate, I mean passionate. Passionate is probably an understatement for him, how passionate he is about the game of football and especially his players that he coached. He really loves us and he really, really genuinely cares about us and wants us to see us get better, not only as football players, but as a young man going into a man in general. And that's one thing I love about Coach Douse. You know what I'm saying? I mean, me first coming to his room as him as a coach, because I had Jimmy Brumbaugh the year before, you know, you're kind of a little resistant to new coaching because you did it one way. But all in all, man, it was probably one of the best things that happened to me, man. I love Coach Douse, and one of his favorite lines that I always will take with me is, take pleasure in the pain, baby.
And, you know, Coach Douse seemed to be, you know, as far as I'm concerned watching practice, one of the loudest coaches out there. Scott Schaefer probably had him pretty close, but Coach Douse, you know, this past season, didn't really yell a lot your way. It seemed like he trusted in what you were doing. And what was that relationship like? Did he truly believe that you had it all together for this season?
Well, going into the season, before we can rewind back to spring ball, then just him being there the year before, you know, even though I produced on the field, I still had a lot of growing up to do as far as a football player. So the spring and then the summer and then fall camp, he's seen how better and how far along that I came, that I was just one of the guys that he didn't have to take out time to worry about. It was just more with me, just about tweaking little things here, tweaking techniques here. So it was really a blessing for the both of us to have that type of relationship where he didn't have to yell my way, because all he had to do was tell me once, and then also I could help him and get the guys that play next to me ready as well to go on the battlefield with me that played in the D-line. And that's the type of relationship we had, and that's the type of players that he tries to get and build, is the ones that he can be able to coach and that also can take on the responsibility as leaders and coach the help coach the room that they're in as well.
And what did you think about the rotation, you know, as far as Coach Dow saying, I don't really look at starters because I'm going to have so many people rotating in and out. So you see Zan Jones come in, you see Devon Walls come in at times, you see Robert Welsh find his way in, and obviously you're out there to start Marcus Pierce Brewster, a lot of different guys there, you know, Jay Bromley and Brandon Sharp. When you look at the rotation and the fact that the Douse was more sold on that than just having four guys play the entire game, did you like it, dislike it? You know, what were your feelings on it?
But in the times, I actually loved it because, you know, you always be fresh. You want your last rep to be like your first rep. So if we're all in there at 100%, going 100 miles per hour, we can do that, whether for some guys it's 2 or 3 plays or for some guys it's 8 to 12 plays. I mean, it was one of the best things and one of the best rotations I've ever been in, because not only was it, you know, the competitor in us wanting to stay in there, it was also a good thing because we stayed fresh and it made us even compete more, because we know once we're in, let's see how many tackles, a tackle for loss, or how many plays I can make until my brother come in and see if he can top that. So it was one of those things that I really liked. I mean, it kept us fresh, and then it kind of kept the injuries to a minimum. You know what I'm saying? Because it kept guys fresh instead of guys going out there trying to push when they're really tired, but really pushing it. It really could have hurt the defense by being tired, you know, and not coming out. So it was one of those things that was real fun to be a part of.
And when you have that, you know, you have that rotation and you see the guys that have come in and out. Chandler Jones, one of the guys that used to set up right there with you, seeing his success in the NFL and knowing that you were right there with him, does that help you believe even more in your dreams to know that somebody that was on that line with you found his way into the NFL and actually got out there as a starter?
Yes, I mean, it's a lot of, for me, it's more motivation than anything. You know what I'm saying? Because playing next to Chandler, and Chandler's a great athlete, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, going out there competing with him in practice and stuff like that when he was there, it gives me a lot of more motivation, especially for me and Sharp, Brandon Sharp, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully at the next level, I'll be playing the natural position of being on the outside and able to wreak havoc as well.
And having that outside position, you know, you played on the interior part of the line for Syracuse, but, you know, do you think that hindered you at all in going forward and playing in the NFL, or do you think that it helped you in showing more versatility in your game?
It helped me with versatility, you know what I'm saying, showing that I can play both positions. I am a natural end, but, I mean, I can play the inside. And me playing the inside for the year prior actually really helped me a lot playing the edge, because in the inside, I mean, you're going at it right there. As soon as the ball snaps on the edge, it's a little space between you and the guy. So just playing the inside interior just made more of a monster of me, and being more physical and shooting my hands a lot faster and using my hands a lot more. And going to the outside, when it comes to a tight end block trying to run block you, or one tackle trying to run block you, it's not going to happen, especially for me, because it just makes you more physical on the inside, if you ask me.
Speaking here with Deion Goggins, Syracuse University Orange football alum, and taking a look at this team moving forward, when you look at the team that you now left, and obviously bittersweet to not be on the team anymore, but with who's still there on the team on the defensive line, who are you looking at as a leader to step up the most that you had the opportunity to be a teammate of?
Jason Bromley. Jason Bromley sticks out in my mind because me and that kid has been through some things together, as far as, you know, the coaching changing with the defensive line, and we came in together, and we used to compete a lot, and we really became real tight off the field, you know what I'm saying? It's like he's really like a little brother to me. So, and he's a hard worker. Bromley is one of the hardest workers I know that was on the team with us this year. He was one of the hard workers. So he really is driven, and he has desire. So I can see him being a leader of that D-line this year and bringing those guys along, because he's not only is he a good guy off the field, he's very, very smart when it comes to the classroom in the meeting room on the football, when it comes to football.
You've always been known to, at least to me, to have a very unique personality, a very honest man, very open person, and obviously bring about comedy. Jay Bromley kind of rubs you the same way, that he's always got that smirk. You're always wondering what he's thinking. Will he be able to carry on the comedy on the defensive line, though you're not there?
I mean, Jay Bromley is funny. He's more corny funny than anything, but the biggest comedian in the D-line is, I would have to say, Devon Walls and Eric Kroom.
And what is it about Walls and Kroom that make them so funny?
Well, Walls is quiet and he's big, so you're kind of intimidated by him, but he has this thing about him where he jokes and roasts people. It makes it really, really funny. And Eric Kroom is like the roast master. You don't want to go toe-to-toe with him. And as Eric Kroom would tell you, one of his favorite lines, he's been fat all his life, so his comebacks have to be quick and on the money.
Well, that's definitely something interesting to take from the team. And I know that you said that Eric Kroom, you know, now telling us his comedy, Devon Walls' comedy, but that's not who you've told me is the funniest person in the locker room. And let everybody know, because I don't think a lot of people would expect this, who the most comedic person is in that locker room.
One of the funniest to me, if you ask me, is Jeremy Wilkes. Jeremy Wilkes is the funniest guy on the team. And then he has Prince Tyson Gully, Sean Davis, Jeremiah Covina, and man, the whole really is some comedian in every position room. It's a couple of comedians in every position room, but those are the main guys that are really funny, that has the locker room going and get the locker room going, and even the real extra.
And you told me that Jeremy Wilkes can do impressions very well.
Yes, he can.
And who's his best impression? If you had to pick one person that he's done in front of you, who is your favorite impression of Jeremy Wilkes?
I can't even give you just one because he does so many of them, man. All of them are funny, from the teammates to the coaches.
And who was the best? You know, we could say this now. Doug Marrone is on to the Buffalo Bills. Who was the best person when it came to doing a Doug Marrone impression?
Jeremy Wilkes.
And Jeremy Wilkes, just mannerisms, just voice, he had it all down?
He had it down.
Now, did
Jeremy Wilkes does a good Scott Schaefer impression, too.
Well, I'll definitely look forward to hearing that from him. If I can have him step aside and do that, that would definitely be great to see that. And speaking on Scott Schaefer, talking here with Deion Goggins, who is a Syracuse Orange alum now, was on the team for the past few seasons. What do you have to say about Scott Schaefer elevating to the head coach position? Were you happy with that?
Actually, I'm happy he's the one to fill in the spot and get the coaching job. It's well deserved for Coach Schaefer. You know what I'm saying? I can see him as a head coach, especially him being there when Coach Doug Marrone was there. So he's the one who will keep the ball going, the snowball effect that, you know, that we all been working so hard towards getting the program turned around. He's the one that's going to keep it going and actually getting it going, because Coach Marrone got it going. He got the snowball rolling down the hill. And from here with Coach Schaefer, it's going to go where the program needed to be at and needed to go. And he's a great coach and real passionate coach.
And was Schaefer a good leader for you on the defensive side? Did he really know how to pump you guys up and get you guys to stay in the game?
Oh, yeah. I love playing for Schaefer. I love playing for Schaefer. I love it.
And I was told before by one of the guys on the offense, I believe it was Alec Lemon, that told me that he would, you know, if he had Schaefer on the bus, that Schaefer would try and pump him up. And he said that if he came back to Syracuse and was going to play on the defensive side, that he would definitely want to play for Schaefer. Are you surprised in hearing that,
yeah,
or no?
Schaefer gets the defensive room going. And now that he's a head coach, I know for a fact that he's going to get the whole team going as a whole, because, like I said before in a couple of meetings, you know, a couple of interviews I had with you, the team are a reflection of the coach, especially the head coach. And Coach Schaefer is a get-after-it, go-get-it type of coach. So I can see the whole team being that way.
Speaking here with
not just the defense.
Speaking here with Deion Goggins of Syracuse University, now an alum of the Orange football program, you trying your way to get into the NFL, and let's get into that right now. We've talked about your former team. We've talked about them moving forward, and we'll touch on them before we round up here. But let's go to what you've been doing and what you've been working on to get yourself prepared. Just bring me through a typical day in the life of Deion Goggins trying to make it to the NFL.
I get up about 6:45. First thing I do is thank the Lord for waking me up. I'll be calling my fiance around 6:50 while she's on her way to work to talk to her, and I'll be getting ready to go get my workout on. So I'll just be getting up, talking to her, brushing my teeth, washing my face. Around, I say about 7:10, 7:15, I'm off the phone with my fiance, and I'm making me a little breakfast before I go to my first workout session. I'm making me a little egg white omelet. I head out to the field and do our field work for about an hour, hour and a half, almost 2 hours. And then after that, we either be doing a little recovery, I either get an ice tub or get stretched out, and I have a little downtime. I'll come back to where I'm standing at, and I eat a little snack before lift. And then around 12 or 1 o'clock, depending on the day, what time the lift is, I have an hour and a half lift session. And then after that, I'm doing a little, you know, body recovery again, some more stretching, you know, getting rolled out, stuff like that. I come back, I eat my lunch, and I chill for a couple of hours. And then after that, I go out, and depending on what day it is, if we don't have physical therapy and stuff like that, I'll go out and do another workout, usually on a Monday, since after the second session of lift, we don't have anything for the rest of the day. What I do is, after my recovery, I come back and I eat my lunch. I chill for a little bit, and then me and one of the other guys that's up here training with me, Andrew Abbott, the safety and cornerback for UCLA, we'll go to the nearest high school out here where we're standing at, and we'll go do a couple more starts and just build on what we did on the field, starts, 20s, some 40s, and we'll run some bleachers and stuff like that, and I'd come back and get ready for my next day, and I'd eat some dinner, get on FaceTime, and talk with my fiance again and my son, and that's pretty much, that's like a Monday for me. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays is a little longer day. It's pretty much the same routine, but after lift, we have to go back for, you know, getting worked on physical therapy, whether if we have deficiencies and, you know, some guys' hips may be weaker, some guy abs may need more ab work, some guys may need more glute work or just more stretching out, period. My day on Tuesday is not over until about 7 o'clock, 7:30 at night. So, I mean, a pretty busy schedule. And also, during the week, sometimes on my off days, I'll go down and volunteer at a daycare in L.A. And then, I mean, other than that, man, just getting ready and taking it all in, getting ready for the next level, getting ready for my pro day. I mean, been working out with guys like Clay Matthews, Casey Matthews. We got Derek Fisher, the younger Clem Marty brother, Jimmy Clausen. Just a lot of guys that's at the facility, Proactive Sports in Westlake, California, that I'm working out at. Just been around a lot of those guys and training with those guys and just, you know, listening to those guys talk about their experiences and just sharing pointers and stuff with us. And like another guy I became kind of real close with since I've been here is Andre Carter. And his father actually played with Floyd Little. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just a blessing to be in the position that I'm in and to be trying to, you know, get to the next level and live a childhood dream.
And that's definitely something special. Speaking here with Deion Goggins, Syracuse Orange alum, working for an opportunity in the NFL, and that sounds like a very busy, workout-filled, you know, I mean, that's a very big week for you. And like you said, you know, being away from family, being on FaceTime, what's that like, not being able to be right there with your fiance and your son? How far are they from you?
I mean, it's a little better than what it was in Syracuse, you know, being 3,000 miles away. Here, I mean, I'm only here during the week, and they're literally 45 minutes away from where I'm at, so even if I wanted to go home every day, I could. I just choose not to because I want to stay out here to be closer to the facility and where I'm able to focus and train. So on weekends, Saturday morning after my last workout of the week, I'm usually on the freeway by 11 a.m. and I'm heading home, and I'm home for the rest of Saturday and Sunday night, and I don't get back to Westlake until Sunday night to get ready for the week all over again. So I mean, it's hard, but it's not as hard as it was in Syracuse, because literally to me, that's like being down the street. You know, I can drive home and being my son and my fiance. So it is, being here in California, back at home training, is probably one of the best things now that, you know, I have my son too, because every weekend is a reset for me. When I get home and I'm spending time with my fiance and my son, it's the best thing for me, because I'm reset, and it reminds me of why I'm out here going hard and grinding and really working hard to do, you know, what I set out to do as a child. But now it's not only about me anymore, it's about my family. So it's a great thing, because each week, each Monday, you know, coming back, getting back started my workouts, I'm recharged again, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, having that recharge, the, you know, break from the workouts and being able to spend time with those that you love is obviously something that's very important. And how has that helped you, you know, be a man, and not just a strong football player, but a strong man in the fact that, you know, you're not just fighting for yourself, but you're also thinking about your fiance and thinking about your son? What does that do to help you?
I mean, it just amplifies everything about me. I was always and always will be a self-driven person, you know, a very determined person. So just having him in my life, and like I said, it's not about me no more that I'm working towards a goal for. It's about, you know, my family and them too. So it just amplifies the way I am by a million. You know what I'm saying? So it just feels good to be one of, you know, basically to be not a product of my environment. You know, growing up in a single mother, you know, mother home, where my mom raised me and my grandmother raised me, you know what I'm saying, my father been in and out of my life. Now I'm able to actually do what that and give my son something I never had, and that was both parents under one roof, you know what I'm saying, and actually been there for him. So like I said, it's just a blessing and just motivation. It's motivation. And like I said, it's just, I'm already a driven person, so it just amplifies it.
Not having your dad growing up, Dion, being there for your own son, what has that meant to you that you've had that? I mean, does that fill any hole that was left from your dad or anything like that? You know, does this help you to not only, you know, feel good about being a father, but also about your childhood?
Actually, man, my childhood, even though my father wasn't there, my mom and my grandmother did a great job of, you know, being there, especially getting me involved in with sports and stuff like that. So, I mean, you can say it was a hole there, but to me it really wasn't. I mean, actually, I wouldn't have it any other way, because if I didn't have the life that I have growing up and him not being there growing up, I probably wouldn't be the person I am today. You know what I'm saying? And that's just it, man. Just not only him not being there, just growing up in the streets of L.A., you know what I'm saying? So if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be the person that I am. If it wasn't for the things that I went through and stuff like that, and the experience that I've been through and the things I had to learn on my own and just through others that I come in contact with, I wouldn't be who I am today. So, I mean, yeah, my father wasn't there, but, I mean, it's a bad thing, but I look at it as a good thing, because him not being there, he was my role model, and my role model on what not to do when I have a kid. And you know what I'm saying? And that's how I am today. I'm here for my son. I live with my son, and, I mean, being a father is probably one of the best things ever, and one of the best feelings I ever had in life. And I thought getting sex was the best thing in life, but having my son is really the best thing in life.
And you know what, when you spend time with him, what do you like to do? I mean, obviously he's little, but you know, what are your favorite things to do with your son? Because knowing your personality, I can just picture you tossing him up in the air, looking up at him, smiling. What do you like to do with your son?
Yeah, my son is 4 months right now, and for him to be 4 months, man, he's a big kid, and he's very advanced right now. And I just love to sit there, man, and play with him all day, man. I act goofy, I act crazy for that kid, man. I get crazy for him. So, I mean, whether it's doing funny voices or making funny noises or moving around real funny to get a smile or get a real big laugh out of him, I'm doing it, man. And even changing his diapers to feeding him, just to sitting there playing movies on the TV, sitting there watching him, you know, him make his noises and just different facial expressions. You know, especially just seeing how much he's grown. I mean, he's only 4 months, but from the first week of his life when I was home, after, you know, my bye week, to now him being 4 months, going on 5 months, just to see how much he's changed, and just his, the things that he's picking up on, and you know, stuff like that, it's just amazing.
When you have that in your life, you know, and you have some free time where you get to spend it with your son, when you have some time just to yourself, just to relax, and from your schedule, you know, it doesn't sound like there's a ton, but when you take a moment out for Dion, what do you like to do?
Taking a moment out for me is what I'm doing now. Me being by myself and actually taking time off for Dion is actually what I'm doing now. I mean, try to get myself to the next level. But if it was on any other given day, I'd be working out, you know, thinking, my mind is always going on how can I get better that day, whether it's on the field and when I was in school in the classroom, or just as a father and a soon-to-be husband and just as a person, period. You know what I'm saying? So to me, in my time to myself is exactly what I'm doing now. So I'm in my comfort zone now, as far as working out, trying to get better, driving, and working towards something. That's my thing. It's a problem when I'm just sitting around not doing anything. Then we have a problem. Whether, you know, for me, if it's not working out, whether it's going out to the park or the beach or something like that. But I mean, time out to myself is exactly what I'm doing now. Other than that, there's no time for Dion. It's all into my son and my fiance.
Well, as someone who I've always known to be selfless and very, caring about others, you know, that's something that comes through in your personality and what you say every single day, and that's one thing that I can always appreciate. But I'm going to ask you to look at yourself. I'm going to ask you to be selfish for a second. And speaking here with Deion Goggins, Syracuse Orange alum for the football program, how confident are you that you will achieve the next level and I will see you in an NFL uniform coming up very soon?
I'm very confident. I mean, like I said, all the things that I've been through, and I just truly have faith that God didn't bring me this far just to stop here. I mean, I know He has His plans for me, and He's going to be the one to order my steps in whatever I do, but I'm very confident. I mean, and like I told other people before, and people always ask me, well, you know, is it, you know, going to get the big contract? Honestly, man, making money playing this game is a plus. You know what I'm saying? It's a plus. It's a blessing. But the real thing that I'm hungry for and I'm feeling for and yearning for is a legacy. You know, so that's one of the biggest things that I can't wait to get in the NFL. Yeah, to make the NFL, but you got to work harder to stay in the NFL. And one of my main goals when I get in the NFL is to leave there when I'm done to have a legacy.
And what for you defines what a legacy will be?
Just remember, man. I mean, just from the style of play on the field and who I am off the field. You know what I'm saying? Just to have that name and be remembered. And hopefully, God willing, one day be able to wear that jacket like Floyd Little, the Hall of Fame.
When you look at everything that you've learned, everywhere you've come from, your family, your son, your fiance, and soon-to-be wife, your teammates, what are you most thankful for out of everything that you've had in your life so far? Because it seems like God has been very good with you when it comes to blessings, and I think if any of us look deep enough, He's been good to all of us, even if some of us don't think that way. What has been the biggest blessing for you, or is it a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, especially, like I said, just going through what I went through, it's a little bit of everything. Now, one of the biggest things that now, leaving Syracuse, you know, my departure from Syracuse and even reflecting on the plane after that win, was the biggest thing I got from being at Syracuse was coming in a boy and leaving a man. It's the biggest thing I got being an Orangeman. Under Doug Maroon and Coach Sosa.
Well, that's something that definitely they can appreciate in big words coming from you and two guys that truly seem to care about you, not just as players, but as people. And, you know, once again, here, Deion Goggins. And, Deion, before I let you go, I got to ask you, man, favorite movie, favorite song, something. Let's throw it out here and let's look at it. I know you don't take a lot of time to yourself, but let's start there.
I have a lot of favorite songs. I'm an oldies type of guy. I love, like, Donnie Hathaway, Bobby Blue Band, Marvin Green, stuff like that. But I would say right now my favorite song would have to be my game day song that I listen to right before I go on the field, and it's called Yes by Shanika Glory. It's a gospel song. It's called Say Yes. And my favorite movie, oh, man, I have a lot of those. I would have to say my favorite movies would have to be all of Fast and the Furious. I love those movies. All of Fast and the Furious.
And then is...
And another old school movie is Blood In and Blood Out. It's a real old movie.
So it sounds like when it comes to you, it's going back in history and digging a little bit deeper to what has come before, and not just all the stuff that's here in popular culture now, but what came back then. And I can appreciate that because I could sit down with a good Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., any of those, you know, and I'm a big fan of On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando when it comes to movies, and a big Humphrey Bogart fan. So maybe you and I could have been friends in another time too, Deion.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it as always, and looking forward to your pro day coming up here at Syracuse on March 7th. And for everything that you've done, you know, I definitely respect you as a player, but have come to consider you a friend. And, you know, I hope that feeling is mutual because you really have been a positive influence on my life.
Oh, man, thanks a lot, man. And thanks for covering me the years I was at Syracuse, man. It felt great to actually have somebody that wanted to talk to me in the meeting.
Well, anytime. You know, you're definitely worth talking to, and we'll have plenty of conversations to come from here. And so, you know, looking forward to seeing you up here in Syracuse and looking forward to keeping in touch. So make sure that you say hi to the family for me, and thanks again for everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man, have a good day.
Deion Goggins, once again, coming up here on to Wake Up Call with Dan Totora for an exclusive right here on WakeUpCallDT.com, part of Dan Totora Broadcast Media, LLC. I want to give a special thanks to Carvel DeWitt, where you can get a Wake Up Call Sunday, the only place where you can get My Sunday, and now you can get it with less calories. Carvel Light, same great taste, wonderful flavor, folks. If you love Carvel, you love that taste, you've loved it your whole life, maybe you just had it for the first time, now you can have it with less calories. So why not go over to Carvel DeWitt right now and try it out, and try it with that Wake Up Call Sunday or whatever Sunday you want. Listen, you deserve to give yourself a treat every once in a while, and now it's less calories, so you don't have to feel bad doing it. Carvel DeWitt on East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard in Syracuse. Also want to thank Carrie and Daly Physical Therapy. Carrie and Daly, truly, I have to thank you personally for everything that you've done for me to get my knee to a place where I could truly feel strong, truly feel like I'm getting back to having a healthier body. And that's not something that I had a couple of years ago. I didn't have anybody caring about me, truly. And for those people where the physical therapy started working, I was taken away from that physical therapy and wasn't able to finish things the way that I wanted to. And that was a very tough part in my life. But now I'm blessed enough to have found a nice family at Carrie and Daly Physical Therapy. 5 different locations in upstate New York. They make things easy for you. Call 652-4323, and that's a 315 area code. That's 315-652-4323 to get on your path to hope like me. And help yourselves out, folks. Listen, I had my pain in my knee. I went through a lot with my knee. I didn't think that people were going to truly care enough to get me better. I had all these things that I felt were against me. Then I met Paula Carey at Carey and Daly Physical Therapy, one of the co-owners of the company, beginners of the company. And with all the work that she has done in 5 locations and how she's always bouncing around, she has taken the time to truly care about my injury, care about me as a person. And you don't get that everywhere you go. So I have to honestly say that for Paula Carey and her team, I feel welcome. I feel okay with what I need to do to get my body better. I'm willing to put the work in because I know that it's helping. If I have a question, they answer it. Unlike some places that just tell you what to do and use big words and jargon that we don't all know, you know, medical terms that we don't understand. They really care about you. And I think the biggest thing I could say about Carey and Daly Physical Therapy is that I feel privileged to be there because of the way that they treat me. So go to Carey and Daly Physical Therapy, one of those 5 locations. Call 315-652-4323 to get your body right, folks. We need to get on a path to hope, and we could do it together. I've started, and I want you to be a part of it, too. So call that number, 315-652-4323. Also want to put a special thank you out there to Drysig Apparel and FanHands.com, both with a good friend of mine and someone that's great in the community, really does a lot, has a good heart, works his butt off. This is a guy who has worked for years to try and give the best products that he can find and do something special, to truly be a guy that you can trust when you're buying a sports product, be it a shirt or a jersey or a hat or fan hands. And I really have to commend him on his effort to truly be something special and to make his own way. And he has definitely rubbed off on me in learning how to fight and fight fair and fight with a positive message. And so I have to thank Mark Jones of Drysig Apparel and FanHands.com for all of your tireless effort, your work, the fact that you're always going. You've provided Wake Up Call with Dan Totora with men's T-shirts, with women's T-shirts that can also be used for breast cancer awareness if you're doing a walk or a run or whatever that may be. He's given us hats, and he's also provided phenomenal prizes for those of you that have connected with me with the show and with the company, Dan Totora Broadcast Media, LLC. So, to Mark Jones, I can't thank you enough for your hard work, and I think that anyone who wants to know whether or not you can do it on your own and do it with truly belief in yourself and an effort to go up against the biggest of the bigs, I say Mark Jones is a living testament that you can. I also want to thank, finally, the Syracuse Silver Knights, a team that I got to call home right from the beginning. I got to call out their first game as their PA announcer. Also got to be on MISLLiveSoccer.com for my first ever commentating job as a soccer commentator and a soccer analyst, which was very, very nice because I've done basketball, MU courtside that's on in Scranton, Pennsylvania, northeastern Pennsylvania. I started that back in 2003. And to be a part of this and have this as another job, but more so a home, I would say. You know, when I do what I do, folks, I don't feel like I'm working. And that's why I suggest to you to go after your dreams so that when you get up in the morning to do work or a job or however you want to define it, it doesn't feel like that. It just feels like you're getting up and you're being yourself. You know, you're getting up and being John Smith. You're getting up and being Jane Doe, and you're happy with that. Not, I hope I can be myself when I get out at 5, or I can't wait till this weekend when I can finally unwind and not be depressed and anxious. You know, when I get up, I go out and I do what I love. And that truly, truly has been a huge part of my life, that I don't have to not be Dan Totora or give up Dan Totora at any point in my day. And I've worked hard to do that. And I want to thank the Syracuse Silver Knights who have worked hard to do that in this community with so many teams that have failed and not been able to stay in. And I feel for those teams. The Syracuse Silver Knights have worked tirelessly to be a part of your life. And they try so hard and do so many great things for the community, for veterans, for breast cancer. Everything that they've done, I truly want to thank them for going out to the schools, to elementary schools, and everything that they do in the community. They're not just a soccer team, and that's what I love. And so I commend Tommy Tanner and the entire staff, John Raymond, Pete Raymond, everyone that's put together that community that has been so strong. Doug Taylor, who literally, I mean, the products from scarves to T-shirts to jerseys to sweatpants to everything that they have, just a great logo, great ideas, and great people behind them pushing them forward. And I can't wait to see them go throughout history and really, really have a strong connection, not only with the Syracuse community, but with New York as a whole and this country. And I also want to thank Woody's Jerkwater Pub for everything that they've done, the Super Bowl party that we had, one of my most successful events that I've ever done in my life. And I truly, truly appreciated everything there. The prizes, nobody left without a prize. We had Rob Drummond come out, NFL, CFL, and Syracuse University alum, who you can hear every single week right here and only here on Back on the Field. It's one of the tabs here on WakeUpCallDT.com. All you have to do is click on it, and you can listen to any of our shows. The most recent show is on the top between Rob Drummond and myself, all the way to the first show that we've ever done. So if you've missed anything, this is the first time you're hearing about it, or you missed last week's, whatever it may be, you never miss a beat, never miss a down Back on the Field with Rob Drummond and myself. He was out at the party. Syracuse Silver Knights were out at the party. And you were out at the party, which was great. That's a phenomenal, phenomenal thing to have, is having. That's why I do these events, because I don't believe I'm above anybody. I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I don't think my opinion is God's opinion, and that's it. I love talking with you, and I had the opportunity to talk with people that I know, to talk with longtime listeners, and to talk to people that I had never met before. And that, events like that, and because of places like Woody's Jerkwater Pub, that's how I can get out to the community. And that's a wonderful place to watch any game. We went there on numerous Sundays. We had our fantasy football league started there for the two Central New York leagues in our inaugural season here in Central New York, and looking forward to doing that again. Went back there on Sundays to watch the games. Had the Super Bowl party there. It was just a great, great time with friends and listeners and people that become friends because they're listeners. So you know, I can't thank Woody's enough for the atmosphere. I love the local bar. I love that they put on a free buffet for the Super Bowl. And everything that they did, they really just worked tirelessly to make sure that, everything ran smoothly, and it did. I mean, that event was so smooth and so relaxing, and I really got to spend time with you out there. So make sure you come to the next event, and definitely make sure you get out to Woody's. If you're ever watching a game, that is the place to go, right in Matty Dale, across from Northern Lights, folks. That is your place. When it comes to wanting to see your team get the W, go to the W. Woody's, Jerkwater Pub, right in Matty Dale. Make sure you get out there, folks. So my thank yous to the entire community of Dantotora Broadcast Media, LLC, and WakeUpCallDT.com, where you are right now, where sports meets life. Listen every single week, always finding something new. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT, and on Twitter, @CallDT, and all the other ways that you can get us on iTunes, get us on YouTube. So many ways to interact with the show and interact with the company itself. There is never a dull moment when it comes to WakeUpCallDT.com and Dan Totora Broadcast Media, LLC. I thank you all for all of your support, for listening in, and for being such a big part of my dream and my life. I may never meet some of you, so let me say this now, and may you always remember it. Thank you for all that you do. I'll talk to you very soon here on WakeUpCallDT.com. This is Dan Totora. Take care.